What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam Hogue says...
Adam Hogue, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hogue. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hogue and Johns Podcast.
I've said this a few times. Ben Johnson does not seem like a first-time head coach. It's just like that's not the vibes that we've had with this coaching staff coming in.
Adam Hogue.
Adam Hogue or Hogue, excuse me. I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
On 670 The Score.
I'm glad that we kept the Adam Hogue or Hogue in. That had to stay with the new open. You know who this man is. He's half of the Hogue and Johns podcast. We join him now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Is he also on Twitch? If he is, he's on twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. It is Adam Hogue from CHGO. He is on Twitch, and he has a fun background. Adam, it's good to talk to you.
Yes, you guys, as always, it feels like we've been waiting forever for this game, so let's please get to Monday if we can. It's the only time I ever want to skip a weekend, but I'm ready to skip a weekend.
Wow. Well,
first blush, what do you think of the injury report that came out yesterday?
It was kind of what I expected. I'm worried about the defense, though, I have to say. You know, the TJ Edwards thing was interesting. It happened last week. I don't know that any of us actually saw the injury. We just saw him all of a sudden walk off to the side in the wrong direction. Like the entire team was on the other sideline and he went over here and it's like, what's going on there? And then all of a sudden Andre Tucker, the trainer, followed him. And then after a little bit, looking at him for a little bit, TJ kind of tossed his helmet and looked frustrated. And there they went off the field. And It didn't have a good vibe to it. So to now be here more than a week later and he is a DNP with what we now know as a hamstring, it's not great, but since we're off a day with the Monday nighter, I do think we need to wait for today's injury report, see what he does today, possibly, if anything, before there's full-blown panic. But if he's not able to play Monday, that's a big deal. I think you're talking about, you know, needing to play Ruben Hippolyte, either, you know, just in what would be the base, but is basically now a sub package, so a third of the game or whatever it ends up being. Or does he become your weak side linebacker because of his speed? And now you got a rookie on the field a lot in this game. It's a little concerning.
Adam, I'm supremely concerned. When training camp started, I was so concerned about, hey, are they going to get to the quarterback? What's that defensive line really looking like? But now with this injury report and really how things have gone with the Jalen Johnson news, even Jaquan Brisker walking off the other day, although he's not on the injury report, good news. Kyler Gordon not on the injury report, good news. But now I'm wondering, what's the bigger problem, the secondary or the linebacker core? And the defensive line is just going to have to be what it is.
Yeah, I would say linebacker if Edwards it can't play. I would be more worried about the linebackers. And the reason for that is because at least we have seen some pretty good play from Nashawn Wright while Jalen Johnson's been out. Now, you can't replicate not having your number one corner. That's true. But The issue in the secondary is more the depth. I mean, losing Terrell Smith for the season, it's if another guy gets hurt, now you're in probably in a bad spot. But I think they can get by with Jalen Johnson, who seems like, you know, the fact that he's limited, I would say, is a sign that he's going to at least try to play and be out there. It's just, it might not be to the level of, can he shadow Justin Jefferson the whole game? Probably not. Probably not. The thing people need to realize, too, is when you have one guy shadow, the other corner, the number two corner, needs to be able to play on the field and the boundary. And there's different responsibilities there. So that the fact that they haven't been able to practice that, too, throughout training camp just makes me question how realistic that really is, even beyond week one, quite frankly. And I would side towards Jalen Johnson's too important to this team. I don't like groin. They also put calf on there now. So on the injury report, so I get this guy healthy, even if you have to sit him, honestly, for a couple weeks, in my opinion.
Well, and the funny part is, and I guess it's not really funny, it's just the dire part of it is that he does make a difference so much, especially when you're considering what he could do to a rookie quarterback as well. Well, I say rookie. J.J. McCarthy is in his first real year of playing. You know, this is going to be a big test for McCarthy too on the other side. So when I consider that, I mean, you're talking about a major difference maker when you know that the Vikings won't have Jordan Addison either. You know, that's the part of this where it really does become a balance of risk reward. And again, you know, what's your division record going to look like, you know, if you take out a guy like Jalen, who could be a difference maker in the game's outcome, you know?
Yeah, and now I can spin some of this positively, though, and give some reasons for optimism. I mean, I think this puts a lot of importance on Dennis Allen to, like, problem solve, right? And that's your job as a defensive coordinator. I think there's a lot of things you can do. I mean, one, even if we might doubt it, Jaquan Brisker playing for all 17 games, he's not on the injury report for week one, and he will be out there. That's great news. He's a really, really good safety when he's out there playing and healthy, and they have him. So that's great. Let's not minimize that. Kyler Gordon. Like, I could tell you this coaching staff's really excited about the ways in which they can use Kyler Gordon. I don't think we've seen all those ways. Certainly didn't in the preseason, right? And he was dealing with his own stuff, but now he's healthy. So that's a big X factor in this game that I think that you can compensate for the loss of Jalen Johnson. Maybe he plays outside. They've talked about it. I mean, there's going to be wrinkles in this game from both defensive coordinators that we're not expecting. And I look at Kyler Gordon as one of those wrinkles, whether it's him blitzing, whether it's him playing outside. I mean, there's a number of possibilities here, and you can help your pass rush in ways like that. You can help your linebackers if you don't have TJ Edwards out there. So there's a lot of different things that you can still do as a coaching staff, as a coordinator, to especially when you're going up against a rookie quarterback and it's week one where they don't have the tape on you guys. I mean, there's going to be a lot of unscouted looks in this game, but the Vikings are going to see way more from the Bears than the Bears will see from the Vikings.
To your point, as we're joined by Adam Hogue here on the Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody show, Mark Grody being at Hal's Hall. He's the host of the CHGO Bears and the Hogan Johns podcast. Adam, offense, DeAndre Swift. I'm looking for extra doses of DeAndre Swift, and now I'm more curious about DJ Moore's role because of who's on the injury report from a running back standpoint.
Yeah, we did our Hogan Johns preview episode this morning, and I think it's dropping soon. But that was one of our over unders, was just how many carries DJ Moore gets in this game, and I think it was set at like a half, like basically do they use him or not? And I think they do. I think DJ Moore, despite what running back health, I think we've seen enough of that in training camp that it's something that you're going to see, maybe not every week, but this week they might need to utilize that. I think that's going to be in a couple different ways. Like, you know, he starts outside in what looks like an empty formation, and then he comes back and all of a sudden he's the running back in the backfield. I think that's a possibility. I think it's a possibility to just have him line up like he's the running back from the very start and not have any shifting or motion going on there. And I think you could see both of those things, but I think it's going to be more of a wrinkle than anything that they truly have to rely on. I'm with you on DeAndre Swift. I am way more bullish on his possibilities with the Bears this season than I probably was, you know, even before training camp started, because I do think he has, now again, it's practice, it's not a game, and it was only one preseason game for him, but he has, to me, shown the willingness with all this, remember, all this live tackling they did was a departure of what we've seen in previous years and previous coaching staffs, and he didn't shy away from it. We saw him run physical. We saw him run between the tackles more than I thought he had a year ago, and if he's going to be willing to, you know, go, take the running lanes that this coaching staff's drawing up for him, I think he had a big year. I think he had a really big year because he looks explosive. He looks fast. The biggest question I have that was a little bit disappointing in camp was it just seemed like every time Caleb was trying to throw to DeAndre Swift, not every time, but frequently when he was, you know, on swing passes or passes out of the backfield near the line of scrimmage, they weren't connecting a lot. And I don't, you don't always know if that's on the quarterback or if that's on, you know, the angle that the running back's creating with the way he's releasing out of the backfield. But that's something that they got to figure out, because I think that's another area where Swift can be a huge advantage if they could just get him the ball in space.
No, I agree. This is Adam Hogue of the Hogue and Johns podcast. He's also on CHGO. Joining us, I'm Raheem Ian Harris with Mark Rohde on The Score. And Adam, I think I don't care how many times Caleb Williams has to throw in this game if the running back compliment isn't there for DeAndre Swift, how they want. You know, I'd love to see them run the ball a lot in this game, but if they have to do different things just because their availability is going to dictate it, I'm okay with that. But I feel like a big tool of Ben Johnson's offenses have been screen passes, like well executed, especially in early down situations. You know, second down, a good screen pass can often buy you the next first down. So I feel like that is a tool that has to be there for this team to be able to be functional on Monday.
Yeah, screens, just easy completions, honestly. And I think that's the one, another thing we'll know pretty early on in this football game Monday night. You know, Caleb did not reach the 70% goal. It was a lofty goal, but that goal that they set for him in training camp, for a while there, he wasn't coming anywhere close. And then he actually finished pretty strong for my tracking and got decently close when you took out drops and all those types of things to the adjusted completion percentage. But, you know, they also weren't necessarily running things that were always easy completions. Now that you get to the game, you can game plan for that. You can take the chunk of plays here that you think will work for this specific week, and then your job, if you're Ben Johnson, is to make life easier on your quarterback. And, you know, it just, if you complete, I say this all the time, but sometimes we make football too complicated. If you're completing a pass, usually with some rare exceptions, that ball just moved forward. Even if it's only a couple yards, it didn't move backward. You didn't have a negative play. Now, there's certainly sometimes like you try to throw a screen and it gets sniffed out or whatever horizontally, and all of a sudden you lose 4 or 5 yards. But normally, if you complete the pass, the ball has moved in the right direction closer to the end zone. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do here, right, is score points. So if you can just avoid those negative plays by drawing up and executing easy completions, and sometimes, a lot of times, that's near the line of scrimmage, Ben Johnson's been really, really good at that. So hopefully Caleb can execute.
It is going to come down to execution, Adam. I as we get ready, as you said, want to fast forward past this weekend. Unfortunately, we cannot. We will enjoy the football along the way. But going into that Monday night game, what's your biggest curiosity about this team that remains?
Dayo Dengbo.
That's a trigger word for me, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, but it is, because it's they need him. They need him. And I'll throw Montez in there too, right? So Montez Sweat, I guess it's a two-part answer to your question, but it's the simpler answer is pass rush, right? So Montez Sweat got here 2 years ago and looked unbelievably dominant, looked like a great trade, and then last year he was battling some things and was not the same player. If he reverts back to the guy we saw 2 years ago when he got here, that's the Bears need that. And it's, I don't want to even say, oh, that's good for the Bears. No, they actually need that. It's crucial. But also they paid Dayo Odengbo with the promise that he was going to, his best football was ahead of him, because they didn't pay him for past performance. It's the rare signing where you're actually paying him for future performance, because you're kind of projecting out, you're looking at his tape, you feel like he's a good fit in this scheme. And we just did not see enough of him in camp to back that up. Now it's camp, so sometimes this works both ways. Sometimes guys are great camp, and oh no, an hour in the regular season, it's full speed, and he regresses. Other times, dudes just don't shine that much in August, and they show up, and all of a sudden they're a good player come the regular season. Well, the Bears got to hope that that's the case with Dio Dangbo. I'm just really curious how much pressure that they can create Monday night. And by the way, we talked injuries, we talked Bears injuries, but Christian Darrisaw coming off his knee, there's a chance he doesn't play, that because the Vikings are conservative a lot of times when it comes to guys coming off big injuries. They could hold him out in the same way I just made the case that maybe the Bears should hold Jalen Johnson out. And if they do that, then that could open up a good favorable matchup for Montez Sweat on that left side of the Vikings offensive line.
Yeah, that's the part of this where I feel like, for all we've talked about in the linebackers in the secondary, Adam, you're hoping the defensive line really does some fun stuff. And by fun, I mean get to the quarterback. Yeah. That I feel like that becomes even more crucial at this time.
Well, and it's speed up to the rookie quarterback, right? So from everything I've heard about J.J. McCarthy, it doesn't surprise me at all based on what I saw at Michigan. He knows the system. Remember, even though he's people keep accidentally calling him a rookie, and he will be making his first NFL start on Monday, but he's not a rookie. He sat in this offense all last year and learned it. And that's a huge advantage that he has over Caleb Williams, who had to completely learn a new system this year, right? So operationally, pre-snap, understanding what's going on, from everything I've heard up in Minnesota, that's not the question with J.J. McCarthy at all, right? It's going to be accuracy. It's going to be execution post-snap. And you can affect all that as a defense. If you're Montez Sweat, that's got to be your goal. You need to go to bed every single night, you know, this week and leading up to Monday, and just be thinking about how can I speed up this rookie quarterback, even if I don't get there. But yeah, hopefully you also get there and sack him a couple times. But how do you speed everything up, make life harder for J.J. McCarthy in what will hopefully be a hostile environment here in his hometown?
Love it, Adam. We are happy to have you back on again this year. We are looking forward to Fridays with you for sure.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, same here. Can't wait. Let's get into this thing, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, and I know you had some ideas, so we got to talk offline about that, because I want to make Adam Hoge stretch his wings.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the good news is the days where Grody's not with you, he's with me sitting next to me at Hallis Hall, so we can, you know, we can scheme out some things too.
I love scheming. I love a good scheme. I'm looking forward to it all. Adam Hoge, great to have you on the show again. Of course, the Hoge and Johns podcast you can listen to on CHGO. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys.
That was Adam Hoge, and we want to remind you that right now, you can head out to West Loop. Join the score at Wild Fork today. Wild Fork, where you can meet Mully from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the West Loop location on South Halstead. There's a food truck on site. Do you not have lunch plans? Did you not pack your lunch today? Wild Fork's got you. Plus an in-store scavenger hunt for a chance to win a $150 Wild Fork gift card. That's today with Mully from 11 to 1 at the Wild Fork in West Loop. You looked at me like you thought about food, Marshall.
Well, I thought about that scavenger hunt. I'm just trying to navigate that, spark that whole hide-and-go-seek conversation we had. And yeah, no, I need to play games. I need to play games.
Jason Leisure started texting us with the most unhinged
yeah, it's my
jokes
fault.
After that. Yeah. He's like, did you plan an abandoned nuclear power plant?
Probably. Who knows?
He was like, did you plan a scrap metal yard?
My parents did not know where I was at all times.
Jason was cracking me up.
It's one of the advantages being the oldest of three. At some point, they just forget about you and let you kind of do your thing.
Marshall was apparently playing hide-and-go-seek in abandoned buildings, and that's what was the inspired statement after the Wild Fork scavenger hunt.
Yeah, it was good times. It was good times. I regret nothing.
Next, a man who I also doesn't think regret much either, and he takes some risks. Joe Ostrowski joins us next to get your weekend and wagertainment ready. That's with Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the Score. Score, score, score,
score. We go back out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That is where we bring in our friend Joe Ostrowski. Yeah, he kind of does look a little bit like Herbert Hoover. That was a great call from one of our listeners. I believe that was Todd in Peoria, I believe. Joe Ostrowski, of course, host of Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. And we're also happy to talk to him about not just the weekend and wagertainment, but Joe's football thoughts as well. Welcome back, Joe.
What a compliment, Herbert Hoover. Thank you very much. Layla Marshall, how you doing? Last night, it felt like, okay, college was very cool. They gave some great matchups last week, but now it feels like it's officially back.
I just want you to know, Joe, I have entered the foray of sports gambling. Last night's bets were a parlay and a straight up. I won my straight up, Colson Montgomery to hit a home run. Love that. As far as the parlay, it was anytime touchdown, these three players.
Oh,
Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley.
Got there.
CeeDee Lamb.
Damn.
I was like, I'm about to get paid after watching the first quarter of that game, and then not so much. Okay, so let's get straight into it. Bears. I'm gonna leave you with this. Like, Margaret is not with us, but I'm just gonna say, Bears, what you got?
You want to do season or you want to do just Monday night?
Let's start with the season.
Monday night, because yeah. I think Micah Parsons probably affected it.
Yeah. Okay, as far as the season, the win total is 8.5. From what I remember, it's the exact same win total that we had a year ago. It's the exact same favorite for the coach of the year as we had a year ago. Bears coach, but different people, obviously. Ben Johnson's there. That's what really stands out to me. And I think if you're considering the over, I'll say this until they break the damn streak. I have to point it out again. Okay, we've had 12 years since Lovie Smith. 12 years, the Bears under the win total has hit 11 times in 12 years.
Wow.
Okay, so you have to consider that a little bit. They know Bears fans are going to bet the over, so they bump it up a little bit higher than it probably should be year after year. It's basically, with me, a conversation. If you're going over, okay, that means they're not last place. Which team are they finishing ahead of in the North?
Minnesota.
And that's where we're at. Okay, you're going to have your opportunity on Monday night. I mean, that's the best. I have those guys, offensive and defensive, as the best combo of coaches in the league. Last year, they exceeded expectations, you know, 5-6-fold. Going into the year, the thought was, oh, they're going to tank. The win total's 6.5, and then we know exactly what happened. And they've been prepping McCarthy for this moment. They Darnold got paid. Darnold got a $100 million contract from Seattle. I don't think he's going to see much of that money because they're going to end up moving on without KOC. But, yeah, this is the team. If they're going to go over 8.5 wins, they're going to have to finish above this team that they're going to see on Monday night.
Well, we did predictions yesterday, Joe, and I feel like, for me at least, when I'm trying to factor in, like, okay, first blush, or maybe even in this case, first blush, now that you have more information and that adjusts, what do you think the Bears' record is going to be? And then I start factoring in the other elements. Like, you know they're going to beat a team that they probably, you didn't think were going to beat. Then you also think they're probably going to lose a game you didn't think they were going to lose.
Right.
Do any of those like stick out to you, even with what we know now?
As far as specific games that would stand out where maybe they would be live?
Yeah. I mean, I know that's a lot of future casting, but I also feel like that would affect your schedule and then your win total.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, as far as how they're going to finish in the division, not everybody, but a lot of people are hot on Green Bay. I looked at the NFC, and I look at the teams at the very top. Okay, I have questions here. I have questions there. I don't like the Commanders secondary. There's no way that Jaden Daniels converts fourth downs at the same rate. They might come back a little bit. The Lions, I think they're going to come back a little bit. But does that mean they're going to be bad and not make the playoffs? Not necessarily. So there are a lot of things. San Francisco has been a very hot pick. People think, okay, now they're going to be healthy. They're going to go from worst to first. Okay, it sounds good. Christian McCaffrey's on the injury report all of a sudden. That happened late last night. Like, things, once the football happens, it changes everything. Absolutely. You know, I look at going to Vegas. Like, that's a team that a lot of sharp bettors are thinking, okay, maybe they're better than a lot of people are expecting. Maybe you get competent play finally with Geno Smith at quarterback. You might have one of the top running backs. They might be okay, meaning just a competitive team. That could be difficult. Beating a team that you would not expect, you know, that team that we saw win last night, Philadelphia, I find fascinating because they don't have the depth that they had last year on D-line in the secondary. And how many times did Jalen Hurts save them with his legs? Like, that's a team that I'm not expecting them to be far and away the best team in the NFC. And maybe they're gettable. Maybe a game like that, if I were to pick where the Bears would be a big underdog, maybe they can go to Philadelphia.
At the link?
Yes. Sure.
I mean, you're
you're right. You're right. I got you. I got you.
No, I mean, but that's it. I said, yeah. Game you think they might lose that they shouldn't lose, and game you think they might win that they're not expected to win. And that's usually what happens.
Yeah, I could see Ben Johnson's offense starting to click, and somehow they get a split on that Ravens Bengals trail. I could see that more than I could see them going to the Lincoln getting the Black Friday special. Joe, I wanted to ask you about this game Monday night. Why are the Bears underdogs again?
They actually started as favorites very early in the summer. They were a short favorite in this game, but that flipped to Minnesota. So, like, respected money piled up, and they like the Vikings. Balanced team. Offense and defense, you know, Flores running that defense, they're outstanding as well, and there are question marks. Yes, we have question marks about the Vikings quarterback, but there are just as many questions with the Bears. What is Caleb going to be in year number two? Is Ben Johnson really ready for this moment? Is there going to be a bit of a learning curve there? And, of course, the injury report that I know you guys are following very closely, that's going to be a big question. Actually, for both sides, when you talk about the left tackle for Minnesota, Harrison Smith, he's on that injury report as well. So we'll get a lot of questions answered on Saturday with that final injury report. But I think people are more willing to trust what they saw last year versus what they're projecting with the Bears taking the next step this year.
Our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So earlier in the week, Joe, Marshall had this question on 5 on it. Rank these bets. Cade Horton to win NL Rookie of the Year. Colson Montgomery leading the White Sox in home runs. Braxton Jones being the Bears starter at left tackle after the bye week.
Okay.
And Josh Giddey signing for more than $25 million a year or more.
So at least $25 million for Josh Giddey. What? How would you rank those bets, Joe?
As far as what is most likely, yes. What is my favorite bet? Yeah, I would go Horton number one.
Okay.
Horton number one. And what was your second one? I can't even read
Colson Montgomery leads the White Sox in home runs.
Okay. That's
which are like the two
baseball
bets.
Team.
Yes. Yeah, those are the two bets that are real. Then you've got Braxton Jones being the Bears starter at left tackle after the bye week, which I think you might be running the line on that one. And then Josh Giddey signing for at least $25 million.
Yeah, I would go Horton 1, Giddey 2. I guess I got to go Montgomery. man, I still think it's going to be Braxton Jones, and I understand why people are concerned about it, and I still think it's going to be him, but I don't have the most confidence as this continues.
Okay, I think that's fair. Although Colson Montgomery, that was my number one.
Yeah, okay. I got a home run out of him last night on a bet. Also, one thing I want to pass to you at plus 750, I took the Cubs to win the division. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Ooh, okay.
they're only five back in the loss column. What do you? Oh my goodness. Now Kyle Tucker. If he doesn't play, that's a big issue. He's not in the lineup today, but Craig Counsell's saying that he could have him back in the lineup, possibly at DH this weekend.
Did you bet Horton or no? Was this just something?
No, this was just a hypothetical. If I had known that Horton had the odds that he did, I didn't know about it. I wasn't fully engrossed. I didn't until I got to Circa, and then I started making bets.
I got him at 20. I was kind of mad because I just missed the 40. But there was one game where it was like an afternoon game. He went from 40 to 20. And I was like, look, yeah, I didn't get the best number, but I got to bet it because I don't trust anybody else to
It's a way
steal
better number
award.
Than what's now. So there's
exactly.
that.
Yeah.
And then also, Joe, what are your college football? You mentioned that at the beginning of the segment. You seem pretty hype. What are you eyeing in college this weekend?
Well, I will say that they got us hyped with all those games last weekend. That was awesome. And then they give us a garbage slate of games this weekend.
How dare you do that to East Texas A&M and Florida
State? Do you see the shirt
State?
I'm wearing right now, Joe? Somebody that's ranked has to go to Starkville, Mississippi and pay the price this weekend.
Man. yeah, the games kind of suck.
Utah State
Oklahoma,
and Texas
Michigan
A&M. No, that doesn't do it for you?
No, I mean, I do like Oklahoma. I think that's going to be a fascinating one to watch. Underwood, game number two. Now you're going to have to go on the road. And Oklahoma's about a 5.5 to 6 point favorite. Mateer has already entered that Heisman conversation. I know they faced a nobody last week, but if he has a big performance in this game, they win handily. Mateer is going to be in that conversation. Arch fell off. He was the favorite, and he just completely fell off. But they've got a few cupcakes in the next few weeks, so I think he can re-enter that conversation. So Oklahoma stands out. And one of the most popular bets, people are in on the Illini. They're going to Duke. They're a three-point favorite. They're right on the cusp of being a top 10 team.
That is an interesting game because it's a road game for the Illini. So,
yeah. How real are you?
They're ranked 11th right now, okay?
I know. The fact that you had to say right now.
At some point, they might disappoint me, Joe. I do think also the Iowa-Iowa State game, that's got a tight point spread, even though Iowa State is ranked and Iowa is not. It's at ISU. According to the ESPN line, it's 3.5.
Yeah, 3.5. And I know some sharper people that are jumping on Iowa, just taking the dog. It's more than a field goal. I would go to the under. Those, not always. Once in a while, you get a high-scoring game. But look, Iowa unders are never a bad idea.
Yeah, Iowa under. I'm all aboard on that.
Total, as I'm looking at it, says 42.5.
Yeah,
it's probably under.
19-7.
Yeah.
Sexy. Joe Ostrowski, thanks so much for joining us here at Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
Thank you so much, Thank Joe. So look much. Forward to having you every week.
Joe, of Talk course. Sisters. Yes, absolutely. Joe, of course, the host on BetMGM Network of Bet Sweats. Always a good time with Joe. Coming up next, we're still getting you ready for Cubs baseball here on The Score. That will give way to Judson Richards in the pregame show in about an hour. And we have a lineup. We also have Craig Counsell talking. You heard Marshall refer to it earlier. The latest on Kyle Tucker. All of that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I love this song, Tyler Farengel. The live version a couple years ago on Stephen Colbert's show is outstanding. This is Rahimi and Harris, Mark Rohde. He's at Hallis Hall. We are on 670 The Score, getting you ready for Cubs baseball. Judson Richards has your pregame show in just about an hour, and we got the lineup. Marshall, your thoughts?
Well, let me tell you what it is first. Going up against Jake Irvin, he's a right-handed pitcher who's got a 5.42 ERA. Want to set that stage right there.
Sexy 5.42 against the Nationals.
So against the righty, Michael Bush will lead off and play first base. Ian Happ will bat second and play left field. It's Seiya Suzuki batting third and DHing. Pete Crow Armstrong back in the lineup playing center field and batting cleanup. Nico Horner behind him, batting fifth and playing second base. Love that spot for Nico in the lineup. Willie Castro will play right field today.
Which means the right fielder has the day off.
Dansby Swanson will bat seventh and play shortstop. Matt Shaw is batting eighth, playing third base. And Reese McGuire will hold down the ninth spot. He will be behind the plate. As you mentioned, no Kyle Tucker.
No, Kyle Tucker. I didn't know if you had anything else to say.
Well, I want to hear Craig Counsell before I react.
All right. So let's do this. No Kyle Tucker? Here's Craig Counsell.
Kyle's not playing today, no.
Can you give us an update?
Yeah, I mean, he's improved for sure. And I think we'd like to give him the day to just move around. And you know, really we want to get him symptom-free. I think Wednesday was a good day in terms of like how he came into the park and felt on Wednesday. I think he was very encouraged and we were encouraged that, you know, he felt, you know, if he had to absolutely play on Wednesday, he probably could have. But we're going to give him a day to do a little more running around today and just see where we're at. But I'm pretty optimistic that we should get him in the lineup by the weekend.
Do you view different injuries in different ways from your own experience? In other words, you know, plate, we know, hamstring, we know, calf, you know, it's one of those injuries that, you know, sometimes you just don't know about. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, we got to take the information in front of us and make the best decision we can. Kind of, you know, all these decisions are, you know, You're not going to be perfect on them. You get all the information you can get, and you make a good decision. So, you know, today we thought the best thing is for him to spend more time kind of in a controlled environment and not put him in a game which is a little less controlled. You know, we can do that by DHing him and like less exposure with a DH than a playing in the field. So we'll take all those things into consideration. And then, you know, every time a player plays, there's some risk, right?
When you have players like him or a lot of your players who insist on playing no matter what, are the conversations sometimes a little bit more difficult as far as your decision to start them or not?
We have to make decisions, and we have to like, and you give the players reasons, and I think they're reasons based in some logic and where we're at kind of in the season and where Kyle's at and how he's feeling, and then you just go from there. I think there's at times disagreement for sure. It's okay. That's part of it.
Is there an argument to be made that you should just go on the IL?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
Not today. There's not.
They're like you said, symptom free. So by the end of this weekend, then we're talking IL. You think if it's not symptom free,
there's not a reason to do it today.
And scene. Like that was the very end of it. That's how he ended it, Tyler.
That's how he ended it. Next question. It's, completely different player.
Here's the thing. It's just really hard to figure this stuff out after we went through July. You know?
I know.
I take Craig Counsell at his word, and I understand what he's trying to do here.
There's not a reason to do it today.
That is dad Craig Counsell, right? He went into dad mode there.
That is cranky Craig Counsell.
Well, but I'm okay with it because I think his point is, listen, this is how we're dealing with this right now. Could things change? Obviously, they could change. But right now, we're going to see if we can get him symptom-free. In fact, so much to the point where we're hopeful we can get him back in the lineup, if at minimal, to DH this weekend against the Nats.
Like, hey, Craig, can I have some ice cream today?
There's not a reason to do it today.
Hey, Craig, can I hang out at my friend's place?
Not a reason to do it today.
Craig, is it okay if I get, you know, a raise of my allowance?
There's not a reason to do it today.
Man. Shut it down. Craig Counsell.
There's not a reason to do it today.
Craig Counsell is now on the Vikings defensive line. We laugh at this, but I at this point, understanding the injury concerns surrounding him, I think it's fair to have a laugh about it somehow. And you're right. The DH part of this, I think maybe that's the best option moving forward. We saw what he looked like in right field in the last game he played. It wasn't pleasant.
The alarm went off in my head because he was like, yeah, he's been dealing with calf tightness or soreness, whatever you want to call it, for a few days. So why is he out there in the right field where you could further exasperate the injury? That's my issue here.
You know how we had the BBCI, the Ben Brown Confidence Index?
Yeah.
I feel like we need a KTICI.
Kyle Tucker
Injury Confidence Index.
Okay. I hope they listen. As we all know, I predicted that the Cubs would catch the Brewers. They tie them. They win the division.
It's such a loose prediction.
It's not a loose prediction.
It's like going out and saying you're talking, but you're not going out.
No. I put money on it.
I know. But like how do you put money on catching, but not taking the division?
Because they don't have to have a better record than the Brewers. They won the tiebreaker. All they have to do is catch them. That's all they have to do is catch them. By catching them, they are in first place.
Tie, you mean?
Yes. Catching them means to equal.
Yeah.
No game 163.
Yeah.
There is no game
163 because in a division head-to-head tiebreaker, the first thing is head-to-head record.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying the dreaded 2018 game.
By the way, I was there. And after the game, I also was interviewing former White Sox like Joaquin Soria.
I think a big thing here is James Wood is left-handed. James Wood has been a problem all season long. He's an all-star for the Washington Nationals. And I was super curious as to what James Wood has done splits-wise because James Wood will be facing a left-handed pitcher. And I was very concerned when I saw that this is a reverse splits kind of guy.
.808 OPS versus left-handed pitchers, .273 batting average, which is 23 points higher than his batting average against right-handed pitchers. Also, 17 home runs off of right-handed pitchers, 10 bombs off of lefties, and Javier Assad is on the mound.
Mm-hmm. Also, our friend Sam Brunero, our unofficial Raheemian Harris with Mark Rohde clubhouse reporter for the Cubs.
Yes.
She took the picture that she called the fit of the day. Kevin Alcantara arriving at Wrigley this morning. Leopard print pants, shirtless, different color leopard jacket, three chains, and AirPods. Well, the AirPods Max.
That man's got some unbuttoned up top pajamas on. That's what he has on.
The swag level is at 25 out of 10.
It's a shame he's not in the lineup. Because if he was in the lineup, I would put, you know, at least two bases on him.
He's dressing like he's the whole lineup in that picture. Get him in the game. Just on the fit alone.
It has, this is what you came to see written all over it.
He's on the team for next year, so to speak. This is Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody. He's over at Hallis Hall on 670 The Score. Coming up next, it's 5 on It. And speaking of that quote, I do have a White Sox question for everybody. We also will talk Bears, Cubs, and more in a fight that's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.